Listen, if you're trading meme coins and you're getting serious FOMO, I hear you, because this is BOEM. BOEM is a token that was launched about a day ago, already at a $1 billion market cap and traded $1.5 billion. BOEM has made millionaires and maybe even made billionaires. Now, look, I know that the truth is you're not going to make 100x returns on BOEM. You're not going to make 100x returns on WIF anymore. You're not going to make 100x return on BONK. But there are meme coins where you will make 100x, and that is what today is about. We are going deep, dirty, into the world of meme coins. We're going to show you how to find the next meme coins. And if this week has shown us anything, we know that this meme coin thing is here, right? I'm going to stop. Oh. There we go. So this is let's get this show on the road, guys. Okay, one, today is going to get dirty. We are journeying into meme coins, and it's going to get really, really dirty. If you're not a meme coin degen, you can't handle meme coin moves. If you're not a dirty degen, today is not enough for you to watch. If you are, though, if you are, then welcome to Banter Plus. If you're not already subscribed to this channel, this is the channel I'm going to be broadcasting from now on. So if you're not already subscribed, subscribe now to Banter Plus. We've got a crazy coin show for you guys. Remember, when you subscribe to Banter Plus, you are automatically into the Banter Base, and this is where we get the IDO allocations into projects. Now, these IDO allocations are very, very, very difficult to find. We get these IDO allocations into projects, and when we get to 1 million subscribers on Banter and 50,000 subscribers on Banter Plus, which I think is going to happen pretty soon, because this is numbers moving really, really, really. We're going to give these away to the community. All you need to do to be part of this is subscribe to Banter Plus, and get any exchange account with the Banter link so that we can pay you into the account. Now, listen, with the formalities out the way, let's get into the big alpha of today. So today, as I promised you, I have five meme coin experts, and we are going to be digging into the dirtiest, darkest corners of the meme coin hype at the moment. Now, last week we did this, and the tokens that we actually did last week absolutely exploded. I want to show you one of them we spoke about last week. It was Peng. When we spoke about Peng last week, it was over here. We told you that this is a token that we thought was going to do well. We told you that this is a token where we think that the marketing team was one of the best marketing teams out there. We told you that we thought that they were going to be doing an airdrop to Pudgy Penguin holders. A week later, they've already confirmed the airdrop. It is now confirmed. They've also got this cool avatar maker on their website. And before the show, they actually made me a Crypto Man Ran avatar. And I mean, you can see they actually know me, because I do always walk around with this one fucking AirPod all around. So these guys are absolute geniuses. Today, we're going to go even deeper. Peng was one we called last week, but today we're going to go even deeper. So listen, if you're not already subscribed, subscribe. If you are subscribed, smash the like button. Let's obliterate the like button. Let's get this DGen meme coin show on the road. I've got the panel with us. I've got Gustavo. Gustavo, welcome back, brother.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
I've got Eric. Eric's our DGen. Eric, welcome back, brother.
Thank you for having me.
I've got Poe. Poe, welcome for another big meme coin DGen, sir.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Thanks for having me, bro.
Bro, we killed it last week. We fucking murdered it last week.
Everything that we spoke about on the show absolutely went to the moon. And the people that have been following our show, I think we made a few millionaires, man. We changed people's lives.
I hope so. And today we've got one extra guest. His name is Stan Crypto. A lot of you may know him. A lot of you may actually know him because a while ago, Stan had, you could say, not so nice things to say about Ran and Crypto Banter. Today he's on our show. Stan, just before people complain and before people feel weird, maybe just clear up the air. A lot of people think there's a lot of bad things to say about Crypto Banter. Maybe just quickly tell them how it was resolved so that we can get the tension out the air.
Sure, I'm happy to be here. In terms of the situation, I think we cleared everything. I think I was wrong in several things that I've mentioned. And I think it's all good currently.
Amazing. So listen, Stan, I met with Stan in Dubai. I showed him that there could have been a misunderstanding. I showed him a whole lot of the facts. I think he saw it. He published an apology, and now everything's great. Stan is an amazing meme coin degen. I have often doubted Stan because he was going into Pepe before Pepe exploded. And I just thought to myself, why are you going into Pepe? And that was like 1 week before Pepe absolutely exploded. And then since then, you've called it right again and again. I think I entered a redog after your recommendation, also exploded. And so I think today we're going to dig deep into the world of alpha and the world of meme coins. So guys, listen, let's get the show on the road. Let's start talking about the first one, which everybody's talking about, and that's BOEM. This token was born yesterday. It was born yesterday, believe it or not. Already over $1 billion market cap, $1.31 billion market cap. Launched on Binance, launched on Bybit, launched on every fucking exchange. It can only be a crypto thing that a token gets launched a day ago, and today it's in the top 100 coins. How do you guys explain this? What is this thing, and is it worth $1.3 billion? Who wants to go first?
It's the meme mania. It's happening. It's retail's here. Everyone wants to play. Everyone wants to trade meme coins. Solana is unstoppable as well, because everyone with these gains then swaps them for Solana. And if you look at the stats, at, for example, the seven-day average of daily users on Solana, it's almost about to flip ETH. And if you look at the chart, it looks like it's about to go parabolic and explode.
I think it did flip yesterday, the volume on Solana.
Oh, you're saying that the volume on BOEM beat the volume on Solana?
Yeah, I'm saying the volume on Solana beat the volume on ETH yesterday.
Ah, yeah, we saw that. One thing that I tweeted earlier, I tweeted and I said, I'll actually call the tweet up because I think it's quite a cool tweet. Obviously, it's a cool tweet because I wrote it, but it says, trade memes, take profits into Sol, hold a small amount in the meme just in case it jumps up again. And then trade meme again, take profits into Sol, and just keep repeating it. That's what I've been doing. And I think that's what a lot of other people have been doing, which is why Solana just keeps going up. I think people are using Sol as the base currency, aping into Sol tokens, and then aping back into Sol. Am I right? Let me tell you something.
I've been rolling my ETH profits into Solana because the potential is way higher. And I wrote a thesis on this on Twitter last week. I laid it out for people very simply. If you're a retail buyer, if you're a retail investor, you're going to open up Coinbase. What are you going to see? You're going to open it up. You're going to see Bitcoin at 68,000. You're going to see Ethereum at 3,700, whatever we're trading at today. And then you're going to see Solana at $190. What, as a retail investor, what are you going to buy out of the top three? You're going to buy the cheapest one. It just makes sense.
Okay.
Aside from that, the fees, there's no fees on Solana. Like when you're trading these coins, to us degens who have been in the bear market, who've been trading for years, we kind of become numb to the fees on Ethereum. But if you're new to the space, if you're a normie and you're new to the space, you're going to say $20 for a trade, $30, $80 for, what are you, crazy? I'm going to Solana. It only makes sense. Solana has secured the memes. If you open up Dex Screener right now, you will see on Solana, every top coin is a meme and all the volume is going to memes. $4 billion worth of volume.
So is that why Sol is just going, is that why Sol is just saying crazy strength when everything else is
mooning? And if you look at the over 24-hour volume on Sol right now, it's 3.99 billion. And I hate to fund my Ethereum bag because I'm holding a lot of Ethereum, man. But the volume, the 24-hour volume on Ethereum is 1.8 billion. And if you look at the top coins, you're gonna see a few memes. We got MAGA, we got Bobo. Shout out to Bobo. But the rest is all just, you know, utility coins. And I wrote this thesis a couple of months back when I first started trading on Solana. I said, going forward, the real teams that are building, the real utility is going to be built on Ethereum, and the Solana is going to be for memes. And that's it. It's written in history, and it's done. And I called this 4 months ago.
Okay. So, I mean, that's the great thesis for Solana. Would you guys be buying BOEM now at a $1.3 billion valuation? Because, I mean, I really need someone to explain to me exactly what BOEM does. Because I went onto their website. I want to show you what I saw when I went onto the website. I just have to take you there because it's talking about a $1.3 billion project. And this is what I saw in terms of a website. Introducing Book of Meme, an experimental project poised to redefine Web3 culture by amalgamating memes, decentralized storage solutions, and DJing shitcoin trading and gambling. This experiment encapsulates the ever-evolving meme culture within a digital compendium, the Book of Meme, ensuring each piece is immortalized on the blockchain. The BOEM meme coin on Solana, the Arweave IPFS as a primary storage of the Book of Meme, and future expansions to Bitcoin inscriptions as immutable forever storage. This initiative aims to foster a new dimension of decentralized social media, making memes unstoppable. So it looks to me like this guy's building a book of memes, which is storing on IPFS, on Arweave, on Solana. I mean, is that worth $1.3 billion after one day? Stan, I want to hear your view here, bro, because I know you're quite critical of these things.
Yeah, I want to circle back to your question, to previous question real quick. I think what happened that people saw a correction, they started to sell the memes into Sol. Sol went up, and this thing, like, I think that the timing for launch of this thing, it was very, very nice in the first place. But I still feel that a lot of Ethereum whales, they might not be comfortable to kind of transfer a lot of, like, a lot of money into Solana at this stage. And I think we still should have some room to run for memes on Ethereum, especially layer twos, because we definitely see currently meta where each chain, each layer two, they have their own meme. And I think in certain point of time, all these memes, they should run to a certain extent with essentially hype catching to all these chains as well.
Okay.
Can I say something on that? I 100% agree. And with EIP 4844, base fees are basically the same as Solana now. And Coinbase has almost 100 million active users. Not active users, but total users on their app worldwide. I mean, after Solana, you have Base, I think. You have to be on Base.
So last week we spoke about Base Brett. That was our big winner on Base Chain. Anybody have any other meme coins on Base Chain that they think is good?
I actually do. I just bought one yesterday. It's called Doge. And it's blue Doge on Base, because Base is a blue chain. And let me tell you something. The Base chain is so smooth and so easy to use. It's insane. It's insane.
Okay, wait. It's called Doge. It's Doge. A blue.
B-O-G-E.
B-O-G-E. It is it's got a market cap of $5 million. It's the blue dog on Base.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Listen, I have been reading a lot about Base. Base fees pretty much going close to zero.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes. There's pretty much no fees. It's like fractions.
Pretty
of
much
money.
No fees. And they're integrating the OP stack on Base with the app, and people are just going to open the app and go straight into the Base chain. So
yeah,
it's Coinbase, super, Coinbase super bullish.
It's insane. And you use Ethereum too. So Ethereum whales could be, you know, playing on Base. A lot of these coins are going to start pumping very soon.
Okay.
I actually have the opinion here. So there is also the coin called ETF, which kind of ETF of all the Base memes, and they bought into Bread yesterday, I think. So it might be a nice choice for people that missed kind of Bread themselves. I'd also think that kind of market front-running the narrative a little bit, because one of the main theses is that Base is going to have this huge airdrop and they will onboard a bunch of people on the chain as well. But the airdrop is not happening until 6 to 12 months from now. Therefore, I think we might be front running the whole thing just a bit. But despite this fact, I think that memes on Base, they will be doing very, very well.
Okay, so let's try and maybe get some structure here. So the first thing is memes on Base. We've got Boge, which is the blue dog. We've got Base Brett, which is the one that we spoke about last week, which is of a much higher market cap, but very, very like big, strong community. What are the other ones that people are looking on Base?
Normie. People are looking at Normie. I haven't bought yet, but I think if it dips a little bit, I'll probably be looking at that one.
Is Normie on Base? I thought Normie was on Solana.
Really? I thought it was on Base.
I may be wrong.
I mean, for all we know, there's probably a Normie on Solana. The one that I'm familiar with is on Base, though.
Okay. So it's this one. It's this one over here. Is it this one over here trading at about 8 cents, 7.8 cents?
I think so.
Yeah. It's Normie on Base, trading at 7.8 cents. What's the fully diluted valuation of Normie on Base?
I'm not sure of the FTV. I only looked at the chart recently, and I'm looking basically for a major dip to go in.
Okay, amazing. Next one. Okay, so that's base. That's base pretty much covered. Let's go on. Let's go back. Let's go on to Sol. Let's go back to Sol for a little bit. Last week we spoke about Elizabeth Warren. Okay, it's my favorite token of all time. So I'm gonna take like 2 minutes of clout here. So I love this fucking token. Why? Because I think it's the official token of the resistance. I think this. You know, I try to sell some of my Warren, and I just can't let it go because I'm part of this movement now. And so, yeah, I mean, you can see that token's also exploded since last week, 32.72. Any views on Warren?
I was not aware of its existence until today. But, you know, we actually started this, what's called retard meta. God forgive me for using the word retard. I hope I don't get canceled for that. But, yeah, we started this retard meta with Tremp. And so, yeah, it's been doing really well. So, yeah, again, this is my first time seeing it. I could see that meta continuing to run. People love it, and it's been going crazy.
I thought the third meta started with your Sproto with Harry Potter, Obama, Sonic 10 in you.
That's the autistic meta.
Autistic. I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell a story. This whole meta, the retard meta, and you know, I hope I don't get canceled for saying it also, started with an artist who created Dolan Duck, which is a meme coin right now on Solana. If you search Dolan.
Okay, so I mean, retard tokens? These are political tokens. You got Tremp, you got Warren, you've got Bowden. Any other ones that you guys are looking at the moment?
Moomoo the bull on Solana, because we are in a bull market, and I'm holding a coin.
What's it called? Moomoo.
Moomoo.
How do you spell it?
M-O-O?
M-U-M-U.
M-U-M-U. I feel like such a boomer speaking to you guys. Moomoo the bull. All right, so this is Moomoo the Bull, fully diluted market cap, $30 million. Tell me about Moomoo the Bull.
Moomoo is one of Pepe's friends. You know, Pepe has a lot of friends. He's got Bobo, he's got Brett, and he's also got Moomoo, who's a bull in a bull market. And he's on Solana, and he's going up. The chart's been going up only, and the team's been working crazy. The community's insane, and I personally see a lot of potential here.
Okay, so it's a $30 million fully diluted valuation. Public name is Moomoo the Bull. You said that it's friends with Pepe, right? You said that
Moomoo is friends. We're in the Pepe meta right now, right? So like if we go back in history, we were in the dog meta last bull run, right? So when Doge pumped, Shiba Inu pumped, Floki pumped, there's a bunch of dogs that pumped all went to the billions, right? This coming to this meme cycle, we have to study last meme cycle and study this meme cycle, right? And we always use. By the way, open the website for Moomoo. It's pretty awesome. Check it out.
What is the website?
If you go to the deck screener, it's right there. It's right there on the website. It's right there on the deck screener.
Let me go to the screen and find the deck screener. Hold on a second. Okay, wait. I've jumped 25 deck screeners since then, but okay, hold on a second. Let me quickly go. Yeah.
M-U-M-U.ing.
M-U-M-U.ing. So M-U-M-U.ing. Here it is. Okay.
Okay, there you go. You see Brett is crowning Moomoo. You got Bobo on the side, you got Andy over there, and you got Pepe. So these are the main characters of this season. And I just wanna I've been doing a lot of research on how things work, and in crypto, we trade narratives, we trade stories, and you know, we have to apply the history of what happened in the last cycle to this cycle. So the last cycle, like I said, we were trading dogs, we were trading Shiba, we were trading Doge, and anything in that ecosystem went to the billions. This cycle, Pepe will be the Doge of our bull run. Mark my words, Pepe on Ethereum and Pepe on Solana will be the leaders of this cycle, and everyone around him, all of Pepe's friends, and you can look at the charts, everyone's max bidding them. Moomoo the Bull, you got Andy, you got Bobo, you got Pepe, and you got Brett, and these will be the chosen coins to be bidding.
I know that Stan agrees with you here. Stan, I think you're
I would like
I've heard your thesis about this. Tell me your thesis here.
Yeah, so I'm probably in like 6 to 8 Pepe character coins, and they're essentially two different lines. The first one is original 4chan memes, which are Bobo, Mumu, Snibu, and Dodo. They are quite connected with finance world as well, and people on Wall Street, they're actually using some of them. Bobo stands for bear market. In terms of the bull, we have the bull market, we have Snibu crab market, and the last one essentially the black swan event. The other characters, Brett, Wolf, and Andy, they're essentially original 4 characters from the author who created Pepe in the first place. We have Brett, which is blue on base chain currently. We have Wolf, which is red on red chain, on Avex. And we have also Andy. You have Andy on Solana here, but there is also Andy on yellow chain on Blast as well. I do think that all of these things, they would be doing very, very well just because of the fact it's a very, very simple trade. You missed Pepe, you buy Bobo. You missed Brett, you actually buy Wolf. So I think all of them would be doing very, very well this market.
Okay, so listen, one of our sponsors is actually Andy. So you guys brought it up. So, you know, it's not me shilling a sponsor. You guys brought it up. You said that Andy is one of the main characters. So let's talk about Andy for a second. So best friends is Pepe and Brett. 20 something million market cap, 24 million market cap, which is not that bad. I know that they also did an airdrop to Saga holders. So all the Saga holders actually got an airdrop, a 1.5 million airdrop. Then I also know that they partnered with Gotbit. Now, we know from last week that anyone that partners with Gotbit, usually that gives them a huge pump. How do you feel about Andy at a 20 million market cap? It feels, given where like Brett's trading and given where like Pepe's trading, it feels like this is got a long way up if it finds the groove.
I can start probably, but yeah, I don't like Andy on Sol much, but still I think the narrative is there. It's crazy, and Gotbit, they essentially would be doing their thing as well. I think they will be pushing this thing on multiple exchanges as well, and it definitely should be pumping as kind of Pepe friend on Solana chain as well.
Okay. Anyone else have a view on Andy or on any of them? I know Poe, you like Mumu. What do you think of Andy? I think Poe, you're muted.
We love Brett.
Love Brett.
Base chain.
We like Brett, yeah.
We love Brett on the base chain. You know, we went over the thesis last time. It's fucking a blue chain Coinbase. You heard what Gustavo said about it earlier.
Brett Fury.
Yes.
Legend.
I mean, I see Brett coming into billions.
Okay, cool. Got you. All right, let's carry on. What else are we DJing into this week?
Okay, so I have a coin that I want to talk about in Solana.
Okay, talk to me.
It is called Ninja.
Ninja. Okay. Shinobi. So wait, I'm going to deck screen. Let me go to deck screen and let me call up Ninja. Okay, hold on a second. Ninja. I mean, fuck, I can't believe that I'm talking Nobody, about that's it. Okay, here it is. Okay, so let's talk about it for a second. 14.8 million market cap, yes. Fully diluted. Tell me why you like this one so much.
I found this. I was scrolling through Dex Screener literally 3 months ago, and I just clicked Solana, and I saw it was one of the top gainers of the day. It was at like, I don't know, 500K market cap. And I read what they're building. And I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I bought it and I posted it in my Telegram channel, Catfish Calls by Poe. And it took a few weeks. But it went from 500K to $20 million market cap. And these guys
are building. What are they building?
Crazy sniper bot for Solana. One of the fastest.
So it's not just a meme coin. This is not a meme coin. This is actually a sniper coin.
Not only are we all bullish on ninjas, because who doesn't love a ninja, but they're also building a bot with it too. A crazy
okay. So, I mean, technically it's not 100% a meme coin, but I'll take it. Gustavo, you were going to bring us a little DJ call. Give us a little DJ call.
Yes. So if you look, remember on the last video, I talked about Fred in one of his calls, which Fred is amazing at calls. And he talked about Silly Goose.
Yes.
I think it just exploded like 15 or a half an hour ago. It did like 200%. So
yeah, I remember you spoke about Silly Goose last week.
Yeah, it's exploding today.
And why what happened today that it exploded?
I mean, I think it's just a great meme.
There we go.
I think, wow. Yeah, insane. So yeah, it was a great call. It's absolutely exploding. The memes are great. And it's a goose. It's the only goose or geese on Solana.
I mean, I can't believe I'm buying tokens because it's a goose and it's the only goose.
It's a goose with,
shoes. Okay, cool. Stan, I want to hand it over to you. I feel like I want to hear a DJ call from you. And then Eric, I'm coming to you straight after Stan.
Sure. Yeah, I probably have a bit different approach. I like to hold my meme coins and I like to bind meme coins with volume and be able to hold them as well. And I like to buy meme coins around events as well. I got 114 access on Boba because I basically bought into it around Ethereum ETF and I was buying like back in August and I was holding for 6 to 8 months as well. Currently, as mentioned, I think Wolf on Avax might be doing well. It's essentially, I think it might be doing something like Bread had done just because of the fact that Wolf on Avax, yeah, this one.
Okay, that's
yeah, and I think Solana liquidity should be coming into Avax, the same thing that happened in November and December. And the other one is Andy on Blast, I like as well, because Blast is number 9 TVL chain at this stage, and we should have airdrop on Blast in May. So I'm kind of trading Andy on Blast as the airdrop event on Blast in May.
Okay. Okay, cool. Where do I get Andy's details? How do I find the coin?
Yeah, you can just type Andy. The second one on Blast.
There we go. It's Andy on Blast. Market cap 3.1 million. Very low. Guys, any views on Andy on Blast? Eric, Poe, Gustavo?
I'm personally not on Blast, and I'm not going to give my opinion on it because a lot of times, DGens tend to, when a new chain launches, everyone tends to flow to that chain for like a day, for like 24 to 48 hours. There's a ton of volume on there, and then all the DGens just take their liquidity out. So that's just my opinion.
That's what happened on Base.
Yeah, it's what happened on Base. It happens a lot of them, and you know, maybe liquidity will come back there. Maybe we'll come back there. Maybe I'll be proven wrong.
Stan, what do you think of Blast? I mean, it's very hard to evaluate the chain, right? Because it's a pretty new concept.
Yeah, I don't understand that I'm buying meme coin on a chain that is not launched currently. So I don't understand my risks. Yeah. Main two things is that basically it's number 9 TVL chain already and it's not launched currently. It has more total value locked as Optimism and some other things. And the CEO of Godbit was bullish on Blast as well. And that's why it kind of enough. Right. For me to throw money.
Got to be honest, Andy and Blast, I think for me would be a good bet to take because I think there will be hype around Blast. When there is hype around Blast, the top meme coin is going to fly. This has got a market cap of 3 million. So your downside is, I mean, obviously your downside is goes down to zero, but you know what I mean? I think in terms of meme coins, it hasn't yet started running, right?
Yeah. And one thing I would like to add is that liquidity is only 2 times less than Andy on Solana. So we should be... We kind of should understand these things as well, that market cap is different, but the actual liquidity on Andy on Blast is only 2 times less than liquidity on Andy on Solana.
People are saying, talk about Peng. We spoke about Peng last week. I spoke about it as we started the show. If you weren't paying attention, you know that Peng is one of our sponsors. So we did speak about them earlier. They also did make me an amazing avatar. Yeah, these guys are marketing geniuses. I mean, that's all I can say. I've been watching them. You know, the airdrop to the penguin holders, the avatar makers.
Let me tell you something. I've never seen a better team in my life. This is one of the best teams I've ever seen. The branding, the marketing, the tools, the community that they're building, everything that they've done so far has been top tier A+. And I can't see this going anywhere but north.
Guys, listen, just smash the like button. I see that we don't have as many people watching as we had last week. I want to beat records this week. Also, remember, if you're not subscribed to Banter Plus, subscribe to Banter Plus because this is where the meme coin shows are going to be. And this is where Gustavo is going to be having his meme coin show. So subscribe. Also, smash the like. Let's get the likes up. More people will join us. We'll have a lot of fun here. All right, Eric, you've been very quiet for someone who promised me 13 different meme calls today. So you need to start or you're going to fall behind.
Man, look, I've been so focused on just, you know, some of these higher cap meme coins, Brett, Peng. I'm a person who's all about quality over quantity. That said, if you want some real fucking degenerate bottom of the barrel, fucking steamy shit. I got you right now.
Bring it, but that's what we want. That's what we want.
I have to give a disclaimer. This shit is so fucking shitty. Like, I don't know anything about the fucking team here. I just love the fucking sticker pack. I saw the sticker pack. I thought, man, this shit is fucking sexy. This shit is funny. G-Top. It's a part of that.
Oh, my God, I bought that yesterday. I also bought that.
It's at a 300K market cap. G-Top. You know, in the G-Top.
Okay, wait. I need to put a disclaimer here, guys. When you're trading meme coins, you're not investing in anything. You are buying a token that has no value and tells you that it has no value. This is fun and meme coins are running, but at the end of the cycle, most meme coins will go to zero. You know this before you get your hands dirty. And specifically when you're buying a low meme coin with 81K liquidity, you know that you could get wrecked here. So tell me why we like it anyway, because we're just such a bunch of fucking degens.
Look at that shit.
it's a retarded Andrew Tate. Oh my God, it's so funny.
Oh man, a retarded Andrew Tate. Okay, no, I love it. Fuck, I love it, bro. I love it. What's it called? G-Tough. Oh man, I love it. Oh, okay, I can see the DJ thing in here. I've basically missed my buy here because these DJs have seven. You guys are killed. Okay, you killed it for us. Thanks, guys. Thanks for playing. Thank you all for destroying the media. Come on. All right, stop DJing it. All right, Eric, I want another one, but I want one that's not going to get destroyed on the show.
Man, another one that's not. I pretty much everything that you guys have talked about, those are the things that I'm, you know, most invested in and heavy on. So, man, I would have to really. I'm super bullish on Brett. I'm super bullish on Trump. Super bullish on. On Peng, so like I said,
tell me about Peng because Peng were with us week. Tell me a little bit about why you're so bullish on Peng.
Like Poe was saying, the team is fucking based. I mean, their level of execution is just, you know, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, like you said, the marketing is brilliant. The fucking the memes are brilliant. The branding, everything is just on point. And you know, in a world where I'm seeing things. Sorry, I was up late drinking last night. True to spirit. In a world where, you know, things are going to billions of dollars, you know, I feel like Peng is it's really poised to do those kind of numbers. So that's been my focus is things like Peng and what have you. I wish I had some steamy degenerate shit like G-Top, but that's all I got. Right.
I want to give you guys one. Also, one of our sponsors, Bird Dog. This was a community. It's a community project because the devs rugged. When the devs rugged, it was at a $16,000 market cap. I think that they've got it up to like 10, 12 million at the moment. Okay, $6 million market cap right now. What else can I tell you about it? It's a dog with a hat that flies. It's part of the boys club, Brett, Andy, Pepe, and Bird Dog. And they've just recently onboarded Wiff's Market Maker. Any views on this one? Any views on Bird Dog? I love it. I mean, fuck, it looks great.
It looks great. It looks all. Honestly, it looks funny, and I like birds and I love dogs. So,
yeah, 6.2 million market cap, $187,000 of liquidity. I mean, yeah, I think this one could be a winner.
I'll give you my opinion on it. We in crypto right now, we got Peng running, which is a bird, and we love dogs. We max bid dogs, so I don't see why this is a good meme. It runs with the narrative.
All right. Cool. I'm going back to Gustavo. Gustavo, are you still bullish cats or can we go back to dogs?
I'm still – all the cats are on a massive discount. I'm still bullish. I'm still holding my Solana cats mainly. I think Vibing Cat is still my largest holding on Solana. It's the only meme coin I have when I look at my Phantom wallet. That's literally a GIF and it's doing like this. And it's huge on TikTok. And the TikTokers aren't here yet. So I'm still bullish on my cats.
Okay, you want to talk about TikToks, and you want to be talking about TikToks and cats. I'm gonna one up you here. I want to talk about TikToks and dogs, and I want to talk about Frog Dog, another one of our sponsors. Reason why we like this one: it has 3.2 million followers on TikTok, 3.1 million followers on TikTok. It's the same as you can almost say it's like the brother of the cat. It's the vibing dog of the vibing cat. Okay, so Vibing Cat's got $11.2 million market cap. It's come down quite a bit. Then you've got Frogdog, which has a market cap of $1.4 million. Dirty, 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 but they are one of our sponsors. So Gustavo, you said Vibing Cat. I'm saying Vibing Dog.
I like
dog.
That one. I'm gonna buy some Vibing Dog as well.
I mean, how do you discount an account with 3.2 million followers? How do you trade against an account with 3.2 million followers? I mean, it just doesn't sound
I wouldn't fade it. I wouldn't fade TikTok culture. I wouldn't fade Instagram culture. I wouldn't fade Zoomer culture, which Mog is doing extremely well as well. There's videos with 80 million views on Mog, about mogging other people. So it's crypto culture is permeating TikTok, and TikTok culture is permeating crypto. And yeah, I'm bullish all those memes.
All right, Stan, over back to you for another one.
Well, I would like to say Wolf and Alex, most likely. I think it's just the next most short-term play. Liquidity from Brett and liquidity from Solana, I think, should be coming into Wolf on AVAX.
So it's this one, Wolf on AVAX. That's this one over here.
Yeah, it's also the friend of Pepe, right?
27.5 million market cap, $1 million of liquidity, more or less. Yeah, I think we spoke about this one. I think we spoke about this one earlier. Give me another one.
I got another
one. We do also have. All right.
You go first.
Yeah, I was also speaking about Sneeble, which is on Ethereum, which is also a friend of Pepe. So it's kind of this one of the last meme in whole this chain. We have Pepe, we have Bobo, we have Moomoo, and we have Sneeble. And we do also have Moomoo on Ethereum. Unfortunately, it did not do so well. And that's why I think the copy of Moomoo was created on Solana. But we still have Sneeble on Ethereum, and it might be doing well as well as this like last degen play.
You're so bullish on the Ethereum memes. You're like the one guy that I know that's like hell bent on the Ethereum memes. When everybody else that I know is so hell bent on the Solana memes, it's almost like a different view that I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, I was holding my Bobo for 6-8 months. I was in 70% deep, and it played out well.
Sorry, I'll go.
I have a question for you, Stan. Yeah. Can I ask Stan a question?
Yeah, of course.
Is the AVAX Foundation pumping Wolf? Because I know they're buying meme coins.
They actually said that they're not supporting it yet, and that's why we had a correction a couple of days ago. And I think it's top two meme that is not supported by AVAX Foundation at this stage. But we will see what will happen. I think that the narrative is definitely there. I think that AVAX ecosystem should be doing quite well soon. And Wolf is my bet on the AVAX ecosystem doing well short term.
Okay. Poe, I'm coming back to you, bro. I want a DJ. Okay. I want a DJ in hard here, bro.
Okay, I have a coin that I've been speaking about this week. It when it launched, it literally went straight to 13 mil off the cusp. It was so bullish. I've never seen anything like it. I don't know who the team is. I think these guys are whales. They got a ton of money, and they want to bring this thing to a billion. It's called Billion Dollar Inu. It's on a massive retrace right now. I don't know why. It's at 2.6 million.
Binu. Billion dollar Inu.
Just search Binu on Dex Screener. You'll see a dog with a dollar on a dollar.
Is it a BSC one?
No. It's a Solana coin. Binu. Yeah, that's it. It's on a big retrace right now. I don't know why or who sold, but let me tell you something. This team burnt over $500,000 in 10% of the supply at 13 when they were at the close to the top at like 10 mil. They burnt 10% of the supply, which is like, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they've got a lot of exchange listings coming. They've got all types of things lined up for this coin to be a real success. So if I was a DJ and I was looking for a real bottomed out chart, I would say Binu is one of them.
I want to ask you a question. How long is this meme run going to continue? I mean, is this something that is going to continue for weeks?
I've been thinking about this long and hard because we see meme coin seasons come and go, but I think this time is going to be different, bro. These people are looking now that now that everything's starting to pump.
This time's different.
I'm telling you, man. Let me tell you why. Social media as a whole has not back in the last few bull runs was not where it is today. The potential to go viral is much faster. We have TikTok, we have X. We're not censored and limited and restricted by the Facebook algorithm, the Meta algorithm anymore. Anyone that's stuck in that ecosystem is censored. They're not getting their crypto information. But on Twitter and TikTok, people are getting their information for crypto so hard and so fast, and people are loading up literal screenshots of how much money they're making on their Twitter and on their TikTok, and normies are seeing this and they're all buying into Solana and these ETH coins. I'm telling you, this time is going to be different. People are coming here. People are making money. The volume is here, and it's here to stay. It's here to stay.
Can I just say something on that? Even if we have a meme coin correction where 90% of the meme coins or 95 go down, there's always going to be some meme coin on Solana or on Base exploding and doing 10x and 50x.
Always.
Even if we, that said, I think the top.
I agree.
The first correction is with on the Sphere. It will be the first correction, even though KSI is saying it's going to be and everyone's making fun of him. The first meme coin correction is whenever WIF goes on that Sphere. That's my opinion.
Okay, wait. So wait. What do we think of WIF on the Sphere? Top signal, not top signal. For those people who don't know, WIF, the meme coin, dog WIF hat, has raised over $650,000. Now they will put the meme coin on the Sphere for a week. The picture of a dog with a hat will be on the Sphere for 1 week in Vegas.
Not a top signal. I think only a correction.
Top signal. I think it's going to be an early entry for a lot of normies who don't know anything about Solana, and it's just going to bring way more people to the ecosystem. So I'm longing my WIF bag.
1,000%.
I've been talking about it on Twitter for months. And I'm going to keep holding that shit.
So you're going to carry on buying WIF. I mean, I actually thought of shorting WIF yesterday at $3.20. I didn't quite get around to doing it because I was too busy trading Bone. Bone was my best trade ever. I wrote it on the way up, and now I'm riding it on the way down. I've got a tiny short. I've realized $6,000 on the short. I've got I'm still $2,000 up on this short. You still reckon you'd be buying WIF?
I have some opinion on it. Imagine if WIF will be on Sphere and no one will actually care. It's going to be pretty funny as well. But talking back to the question of memes overall, I think we have three main points that are different, might be different this time. A lot of seasoned players in the marketplace, they saw at least two cycles already that a lot of the projects, they're just vaporware and they're going 90% down in the bear. And they are switching into meme coins, understanding that a lot of things are actually meme coins in the first place. And that's why it's better to take this type of risks in the first place right away. We have people trading Bitcoin last cycle, and right now they're trading meme coins, which is just crazy. We do also have meme coins as the best narrative for retail to come in. And I think the main reason for that is because it's the most easiest thing to understand. You don't need to understand like layer twos, modular blockchains, liquid staking, Aguilera. Like you basically just buy a picture of the dog, picture of the bear, you hold to a picture of the bear and you're doing quite well. And the third thing is that founder of CEO of Godbit in the interview, he mentioned that 30% of volumes of meme coins are coming from institutions trading meme coins at this stage. And it's very, very interesting because they're actually using companies like Godbit and others and their software to trade meme coins as well. And I think this is something we did not have in the last cycle. This is something we'll have this cycle as well. I honestly see meme coins as one of the great hedges to Bitcoin just surging up, because institutionals, they're buying Bitcoin, and at the same time, some of them, they're trading meme coins as well.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
I love meme coins. I love trading meme coins, but the vast majority of my money is in DeFi. And if you have gains, please rotate into quality projects or DeFi, because DeFi will have its season. It will 100% probably happen, a DeFi season. I think it comes after this meme coin mania. And I do believe there will be a correction.
How do you guys go into your profits? What do you do with your profits? Do you put them into DeFi? Do you put them into Sol? I'm keen to understand, like, as a meme coin trader, how do you trade this thing?
I literally just put them into whatever chain I'm trading on. So if I'm trading on Solana, then I'm putting them into Sol. If I'm trading on ETH, I'm putting it into ETH. If I'm trading on Base, I'm putting it into Base ETH. but yeah, I just keep it simple. I stay in the top cryptocurrencies.
I've been taking all my profits, even on ETH, and putting it into Sol. I'm just bullish on Sol because I already got my ETH bag. It's time to start building my Sol bag.
Okay, fair enough. I must say, I'm putting most of my cycle's profits into Sol. I just think that Sol's got such a long asymmetric upside here in the cycle that for me, that's pretty much where I'm putting it. I want to bring up one quickly. Hold on, let's sort of try and find it. It is another one of our sponsors. We spoke about it last week. The dog on BSC, the most active fucking community on BSC, that's for sure. Baby Bonk. We spoke about it last week. We spoke about it somewhere over here. And you can see that since then it absolutely exploded. I mean, it has a little bit of a retrace, but I mean, overall, this thing is major, major, major up. Now, listen, I know some stuff here. Number one, they got a new market maker. I can't tell you who the market maker is, but I can tell you when you find out who the market maker is, it's going to melt your face. They've also got a burn tax, so they burn any purchases on the weekend. They actually go and burn. They're also doing a winner Lambo competition. They've got this game called Bonk Royale, which is, we spoke about this last week. Any feelings, any thoughts on Baby Bonk on BSC, guys?
I have been harassed by the community for days. They've just been sending private messages and on my comments. So it's bullish when a community is that active.
They're great. And I must say, dealing with these guys are, the community is very, very, very fucking strong. There's the winner Lamb. You know, when you hear who the market maker is, I'm not going to say it because they told me not to say it. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but they told me who it is. And when I heard it was, I went and bought some. And that's all I can tell you. They are a sponsor, you know that. All right, guys, come. We've got time for one more call each. So let's go. Gustavo, what am I buying this week? No, Gustavo, I'm so surprised because in the front runner chat, you're making millionaires, you know, bro. When it comes here, you're so quiet. But just look at all these people thanking you for making their money in the front runner chat. This is, by the way, the front runner's chat. It's our Discord. It's closed. You can't get into it.
Yeah.
It's closed. You can't get into the meme, into front runners. If you want, there's a link below. You can go onto the waiting list. You will not get in unless someone leaves or someone dies. Okay, so you can go here and you can actually sign up here. But you can't get in. Don't think that just because you're signing up, you're actually going to get in. But you've made so many millionaires. I heard people made $250,000 last night, $300,000 based on your calls. But you come here and you hold your call so close to your chest, bro.
Because the calls, some of the calls I like are super, super low market cap. And I'd rather just wait for them to, you know, get a little bit bigger and start talking, because then people will say, I'm just, I don't know, pumping or something.
I'm letting you give us one small one.
I will give you one that I think is very good. It's from, you know, the game, one of the biggest games in the entire world. It's called Among Us. And so there's a coin on Solana that's based on Among Us. Okay. It's exploding today. Absolutely exploding. Even before I mentioned it publicly, and I got the people on the Discord, I was like, guys, check this one. It looks really great. We're probably all 10x up already.
What is it called?
It's Among Us on
how do you spell it? M-O-N?
M-O-G-U-S.
M-O-G-U-S. Mogus.
No. Let me send you the Among Us with an A. Amogus. The ticker symbol is A-M-O-G-U-S. Amogus.
G-U-S. Amogus. Amogus on Solana. Okay, so this is Amogus. It is an $8.1 million market cap. That's the biggest fucking green candle I've ever seen.
Yes. Everyone on Discord is super, super happy about that one. Because I was like, guys, this is a huge game. Check. I'm bullish on this one. And they're all like, oh my gosh, thank you, Gustavo.
What do you like about it?
It's one of that game is huge, especially on Zoomer culture. Everyone on TikTok knows about that game. YouTubers know about that game. Huge, huge, huge game. And so that's why I'm bullish. I like things that in the real world are big.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Stan, give me another one, sir.
Well, I'm definitely underexposed to election type of memes, and it's just crazy how lot of ads we can see with them. I kind of like MOG, but it's already high, so I think it might be a great pickup on the correction, MAGA Trump, and maybe some degen things on Solana I do like. It's actually funny. Boden is quite funny as well to me, and on the correction, I think we might be picking up one of them.
I think Eric is one of the biggest holders in Trump. Yes. Eric Amara, are you still one of the biggest holders in Trump?
That's correct. Haven't sold any tokens since the last time we were on here. You know, I see Trump going to billions and billions and billions.
Billions and billions and billions.
Tremendous.
There's a lot of PolitiFi coins that I'm holding that I want to talk about, because I think it's going to be important. PolitiFi, it's basically PolitiFi is the meta, we call it, political memes, right? So,
okay, again, I feel like such a boomer. because PolyFi. Okay, yeah. Yes,
we're holding a token. I'm holding a token called MVP on Ethereum.
Okay.
MVP. And MVP. Basically, whatever MVP, whenever MAGA MVP, whenever you buy MVP, there's taxes. It buys MAGA. It buys the big one, Trump, and burns it. And then it also distributes MAGA to the holders.
Is this one MVP? Is this the one?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's the name. I want to show these guys some love. They've been hustling.
Okay, and cool.
They've been supporting the Trump token. What else do we got?
What about Baby Whiff on Sol? People are talking about in the chat. Baby Whiff on Sol.
Listen, there's money to be made in derivatives.
Mm-hmm. The baby derivative always works.
$2.9 million market cap. Baby Whiff on Sol. $2.9 million market cap. 261,000 liquidity. Not the strongest token I've ever seen. I mean, but not bad.
I have a coin that I want to circle back to that we spoke to in the last. All
right, let's go. It's what is Solana, it?
Pepe on Solana, the original Pepe on Solana that launched before the Pepe.
You said it last week, Pepe on Solana. You said that you like Pepe on ETH. Pepe on Sol is better. You said.
I'm not saying it's better, and I'm not saying there's no competition. There's Pepe on Ethereum and there's Pepe on Solana. And after we spoke about it, the chart went 2x. It came down. It went 2x again, and then some whale unloaded his bags today, yesterday. So it's on a nice entry right now. The team recently launched a validator for Solana. They bought a validator, so I'm sure it's going to get exposure from the Solana founders, because anytime a meme coin in history has launched a validator on Solana, Raj or Tali has mentioned them, and it usually goes parabolic after that. Also, there's this big Instagram account called Grape Juice Boys. They recently saw my video and they bought into the project. Somehow they got in contact with the team and they're working together, and this guy Grape Juice Boys is a meme god. He's millions of followers on Instagram. He's one of the best artists I've ever seen, one of the best meme creators I've ever seen, and he currently took over the Twitter. So he's going to be making memes for the Twitter on Pepe on Solana. So I'm super bullish on this. They're just a rebrand.
Stan, you love Pepe on ETH. Well, how do you feel about Pepe on Sol? I know you love Pepe on ETH. How do you feel about Pepe on Sol, sir?
I'm bearish on a lot of memes on Sol. I don't think that they have this like longevity and long-term mindset, a lot of them. And that's why I was talking about some things on different chains as well. And I do like to invest into
memes. You're bearish on Pepe on Sol?
In general, on some memes on Sol, right.
Why?
Well, I don't see.
This is why we call it banter, guys. This is why we call it banter.
Yeah, who are you, bro? I don't even know you. Who are you, bro? What's your Twitter?
Who are you, Stan?
Look, I was more bullish ETH memes in the beginning of the cycle, but man, Solana memes are something else. It's just you have to if you don't have memes, just go straight to Solana.
A lot of coins. Bro, if you open up the fucking charts right now on Solana, they're all going up. They're all going up. So I don't know what ecosystem you're trading on, but you're not trading the right coins, bro.
Look, I must say the Solana coins are definitely going up. I mean, I can see it. I'm watching them all go up. Yeah. But I mean, there's space for two. There's space for ETH. There's space for Sol. I think Poe, your game is Sol. My game is Sol. Gustavo's game is Sol. But I think Stan's game is AVAX and ETH. Eric, I want a call from you, sir, before we go.
Man.
While we're waiting for Eric, just remember, on Banter Bubbles, to make your lives a lot easier, we've actually added a meme coin section. So all you do is you go to the Banter Bubbles on the app or normal. You go to filter and you click here on meme coins. And you can basically see all the meme coins in one place. If you want to be like really stinky degens, you can go all the way down to like coin number 1200 on CoinMarketCap. And it takes you all the way down to like really, really, really stinky meme coin. So we added this today. If you guys do want a meme show. Also, remember, guys, if you want to trade meme coins, Bybit and BitGet have amazing, amazing access to meme coins. You can sign up here. If you do sign up here, you can win an Apple Vision Pro and you get into the Banter Bags. And if you can't because of where you live, just go to Evo. Evo is a decentralized exchange, and they've got a whole lot of perpetuals also trading. So just go and sign up there. All right, Eric, your last call for the day, sir.
I'm sticking with, you know, quality over quantity.
Quality. And, I've never heard quality, but yes. Okay, let's carry on. Yeah, quality means.
And so, yeah, for me, you know, again, Brett, you know, I see Brett going to billions and billions. I see Trump going to billions and billions and paying. I'm sticking with those three right now. Those are some sexy, strong memes that are quality that I see going higher. And all of them are on a good dip. And, yeah, good entry on all of them.
I must say, I agree with
you. I have an important announcement to make. One of the coins that we spoke about last week, Bobo, I think we spoke about it. It was that $50 million market cap. Pull up the chart. Bobo.
Okay, hold on. B-O,
B-O. Right, Bobo. It ran from $50 million to $120 million market cap. I just saw an announcement from the dev. Yes, it's on a retrace right now, which is fine. It's bullish. I just saw an announcement from the dev. He just burnt $500,000 in Bobo tokens.
He burnt them. $500,000?
$500,000. I just tweeted it right now. If you go to my account, Poe_Ether, I retweeted it. You'll see it there with the hashtag.
Okay, so there we go. Poe_Ether.
Yeah. There we go. Scroll down. Right there, Rectakashi. Click that. Boom. Look at the transaction.
So he burnt it. Okay.
You just burnt $500,000 in tokens. That's insane, bro. Tell me who in this world, of greed, in this world of crypto, who does that? That's insane.
I know, bro. What I've seen in the last 48 hours in crypto is blowing my mind. So, I mean, I can't believe anything. Listen, guys, we're out of time. So, listen. First of all, thank you so much for the alpha. Stan, welcome to the fam. Gustavo, Eric, Poe, you guys are fucking legends. So thank you. We'll see you guys again. I think next week we're doing another meme show, so we'll keep doing it. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Gustavo. Thank you, Stan. Thank you, Poe. Guys, to the banter fam, thank you, guys. This has been an amazing show. But just remember, meme coins are filthy. Meme coins will probably go to zero. If you're messing around here, you're messing around with the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of the barrel. But if you are, you're a degen just like us. I just degened into some meme coins while we were trading here. I will see you guys again on Monday. Until then, remember, number one, you have a full meme coin section on Banter Bubbles. If you want to trade the meme coins, they're all here. And all of our sponsors for today are listed below. Ping, the amazing team at Ping, the amazing marketing team, Andy, the dog, here he is. Then you've got Bird Dog, which is also one of our sponsors. You've got Frog Dog, which is the vibing cats, you want to call it brother. And then you've got the most vibrant community in the world. You've got Baby Bonk. Let's see how these guys go next week. I will see you guys again on Monday. Until then, trade well, my friends.